What would Jamie do?
Hey, it's a girl, Jamie. We're going to start a little bit different today because I have a good news and a little sad news. Starting from this episode and two more, so in total of three, it's going to be the last episode of What Would Jamie Do for a while. But the good news is I am going away because I'm preparing for a album. And more exciting news, I am officially in a company. So I hope you guys are not really sad about that. Keep you in touch. Keep in touch with my music and more stuff going on. All right. But still, we have three more episodes. I hope you guys can hype me up about this. The emails and calls will not be available. But we got a lot of submissions. So let's start with the first one. The nickname is Unpopular Opinion. Not to toot my own horn, but I used to be popular in middle school and high school. I'd always bring people together and used to be one in my group that everyone knew. People always complimented my looks, saying I was pretty, which I'm grateful for, even though I don't believe it. It still helped my self-esteem. Then one day, the year before we went to university, all my friends just matured and changed. They wore makeup, got their nails done, etc., and they just looked like baddies, while I was still seen as pretty and cute. Somehow, this led to them not wanting to be my friends with me since I wasn't like them. Now, I'm currently at university in a different city, so I don't see them anymore, but all the girls here are exactly the same. They all want me to wear makeup and dress like they do. I want to mature and develop my own style, but I don't get why people want to force on me. I don't want to be basic like them, to copy them. Like, will I ever have friends? It seems like I've lost everyone simply because I don't want to copy or be like them. Should I suck it up and dress like the girls at school just to have friends? Why do I need to change myself for them? It's crazy because this experience has completely changed my personality from extrovert to introvert, even though I'm still straightforward. I'm just awkward and antisocial. Okay, because they do their nails and they look like baddies, I wouldn't call them basic. It's their own style. So if you want to be, you know, okay, I don't want to put it harsh on you, but I'm pretty straightforward also. If you want to be known as of what you like for your standards yourself, you should actually do the same to other people. So, you know, copy or they look like they all exactly look the same or wearing makeup and putting nails is not a bad thing. That I would say. Because, I mean, everyone wants to look pretty. Everyone wants to, you know.
Do you believe it's true that every girl at her school is like this and is, like, forcing her, that like, telling her that she has to be like this in order to have friends?
I mean, that's what she said in this paragraph. But still, like, if you want to call them your friends, they wouldn't force you.
Do you think it's true, though, that, like, typically people say that if one person has a problem and no one else does in a big room, for the most part, it's because they're the ones who might have an attitude or something?
That's kind of harsh.
I know it's kind of harsh, but sometimes you have to...
It
can't be every single person in the world, no?
Yes. Because you have to be friends with them, no, you don't have to change your looks. That's your answer. But... because they're doing that, it doesn't make them being basic. Everyone has their own style. And you don't have to change your personality. I don't know why you have to change your personality because of those girls. I mean, if you want to have your own style and if you believe on it, you don't really have to change yourself. And I think everyone should understand you at that part too. I mean, if you're so like out, like, 당당해, you know, if you're like yourself, no one would judge you.
Or at least people who matter would not judge you.
Yeah.
You might have to just find like different ways of meeting different people. You might be meeting the same type of people because you're just going to the same type of places or like clubs and stuff that you always went to in like middle or high school.
And come on, you don't have to dress like those girls to be accepted like as a friend, they will call. I mean, you do you.
Yeah. Well, you do you, they do them. Yes. Life goes on.
Let's go. All right. And don't change your personality because of that. Second submission is a voicemail. Let's go. Same old problem. Let's hear it.
Hey, Jamie.
Hey.
So I have this friend or acquaintance, I guess. He's not super close, but he's a good friend. Anyway, so basically, he calls me to hang out every couple weeks or so, or like a couple times every week. It just depends, to vent about his problem. And like, sometimes he'll ask for my advice and sometimes he just needs to like vent. But the problem is, he always has the same problem. Like, it's the same people, the same situation, but like at different times, over and over and over again. And it's getting to a point where like, I don't want to hear about it anymore.
I hate that.
When he asks for my advice, he never takes it. Like, he'll be like, oh, that's really great advice, I'm going to use that. And then he never does. And then he comes back and vents about the same problem. And I'm kind of just tired of hearing it. And I'm tired of listening to him, to a point of like, when he calls, like, I kind of sometimes pretend that I don't get the call. So, but like, it's getting to be a lot. And basically my question is, like, what would you do in that situation? Like, would you just flat out say, no, I don't want to hear you talk? Like, how would you do that in a nice way, I guess? Because I don't want to, like, not be friends with him. And it would be cool to hang out and still be friends. It's just that I don't want to hear the same problem, like, over and over. It's been, like, 2 years now that he does this. And it's always same thing. So, anyways, love your podcast. Thanks. Bye.
Just by hearing this, it just stressed me out. Like, because yes, I have been through this same experience. What I would say, give advice to my friend and then they wouldn't take it. And I'm just like, girl, like, why did you take it if you're not going to listen to it? Like, what's good? And then they come back to me again and then start over the conversation again of what I've been experiencing for the last past couple of weeks. And I'm like, Didn't we talk about this like last week? And she's like, yeah, I tried it. And then it's again. I'm like, because he or she is my friend, of course, I wouldn't be rude and be like, no, I'm not going to listen to it again. But then I would just keep it forward and be like, well, I've been giving you advices for the same reasons and the same situation. So I don't think I have more things to tell you. But remember, like, just think about it again of what I've been telling you. And then it's your choice eventually. So I hope you make the right choice. I think I'll just put it sideways and just like show them that I've given you much advice now. So it's your choice to make it.
Have you ever, okay, I don't know if this is a thing, but I feel like me and like other girls I've known growing up have done this where you like give boys like advice as a way of like getting to know them if you like them. And then sometimes it happens, like, the other way around, too. You know?
Like, what do you mean? Like, give me examples.
Like, for example, literally in middle school, when I had a crush on this boy, he actually did like a different girl. But I would be like, oh, yeah, you know, like, you can talk to me about it. Like, you can tell me, like, what's wrong and stuff like that. To kind of have, like, an excuse to, like, be close, you know? So, like, not to put words in anyone's mouth, but, you know, like, I wonder. You know, maybe if he's like, oh, you know, I have problems, like, you should come over. I want to talk to you.
I mean, that could be a reason, but who likes a person who just like has like bad, you know, situations all the time?
That's true.
I would prefer someone who's like happy or like outgoing more than just being like, oh, I had this problem. I'm like so stressed out. I was like,
yeah,
it's making me like
stressed out.
Yes. And I would tell my friend, in a way that I'll be like, I don't have anything to tell you about the situation anymore. So I hope you do and choose your own.
Let's put a number on it. How many times is too many times to ask the same question for advice?
Same question and same situation and same person.
Yeah.
3 would be like a maximum limit for me because I'll be like… So the first time I'd be really like into the situation, and if I take advices or situations, I really like get like serious about it. So I talk to them for this like 3 hours and be like, and then they come up to me again and say the same thing. I'd be like, okay, like maybe you should try this, and then I give more options or help them out or hear them out. And then if they come again, I'm like, okay, like, did you try it? Okay, well, I don't know if that would work, but let's just try it again. And then if they come to me again, I'll be like, you know what? Eventually, you're not going to do it or it's going to be your choice. I can hear you out, but I'm not going to give you advices anymore.
Mm.
And I think it's straightforward because you've done this like a couple of times with the same person. And I don't think if this is going to like keep on going, I don't think that person is a good person to you or something like that.
Yeah.
And then I'll be like, I won't say like, don't tell me again. But I'll be like, if you do. Yeah.
How are you with taking advice? Like, are you kind of like, you just need to hear one good advice and then you really take it and use it? Or are you sometimes like, ooh, I don't know. Or like, I didn't really do what you said. Sorry.
I don't take advices.
Do you even ask for it?
No. I just tell the situation and then…
You say what you're going to do.
Yeah. Or if there's like something that I'm not really sure and I want to be really careful about it, I talk to my parents.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I mean, my parents doesn't give me like, oh, you should do this. But they tell me how the other person or other people would feel like. So that they make me understand of I shouldn't do this, but maybe this.
Yeah.
So if there's something like a really big situation that you don't want to make mistakes of, parents, like for me, mom and dad is like the biggest key to like ask.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Mm.
So, yeah.
I don't really take advices from my friends too because eventually I know that I'm going to do it what I want to do. So, like, I know you too. Like, you guys are going to just make your own choices, like, end of the day. Because I think that's, like, the most biggest thing that you should not regret of making choices. And even though it is a bad choice, you learn something about it.
Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah.
So. There you go.
Mm-hmm. Girl, just say that you got no time. All right, segment four, celebrity advice. We have this talk. I love this talk. I really want someone to talk with me about this segment because I'm not the only one in this situation. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want to hear more like things, what they think.
Yeah.
Would you read it out for me?
Of course. All right, so in an interview with Charlamagne Tha God, do you know who that is? He's a host of Breakfast Club. He's like a big MC, like a hip-hop MC and comedian in the United States.
Okay.
So he's very like real talk, you know?
Real talk, like straightforward.
Yeah, yeah, real talk. Tell me everything, like spill the dirt. Like he's that kind of dude.
Okay.
So in an interview with him, SNL cast member Pete Davidson expressed his thoughts about whether or not he feels it is the right time to leave SNL. He said, I personally think I should be done with that show because they make fun of me on it. He added that sometimes he's not sure whether he is the joke or whether he's in on the joke.
Ooh.
If you were teased on the show a lot, do you think it would eventually get to you, even if it was in like a playful manner? Considering how big SNL is and how it has catapulted many comedians into stardom, do you think Pete's right in that he should leave SNL? If you were in his shoes, would you still stay on the show for as long as you can?
I mean, once or twice would be fun. I mean, like, for the issue, SNL, it's a comedy program. It's something, like, in Korea, though. I don't know what's it like outside Korea, but in Korea, it's, like, something that you should joke, like, you joke about stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like…
Korean people love teasing each other.
I know, like, yeah. Sometimes sexually or sometimes, like, inappropriate. But then, if you go on SNL, everything's, like, okay. Like, we understand you. We understand about this joke. That's what SNL in Korea is. But I don't know, like, how it's… outside.
Yeah.
But I mean, for me, if I'm on a show and everyone teases me, once or twice would be fun. I mean, I can take it. I'd be like, yeah, it's like, wah. But then if it's like every time and I feel like I'm getting at this point, like thinking that I'm the joke of the show and not me like playing the joke together.
Yeah.
I think I'd be quite like, you know.
Well, he's been there since he was 20. He's been there for almost 6 years, I think. 5 to 6. And I think most SNL contracts is like 7 or 8 years.
Mm.
So I think that's why he's thinking about whether to leave because the contract might be expiring. And like they'll ask like, do you want to stay?
So like how's SNL outside? Like is it the same as Korean?
So it's super… It's like famous, famous, famous. Like you super respected. Like… Mm. Comedians dream of going on SNL. Mm. Like, it's like big goals for people and stuff like that. Like, it makes your career. Like, if you do well in SNL, like, you're pretty set for life.
Mm. I mean, but for Pete Davidson, I don't know his like personality, but I think he would just say this as a joke.
I think he doesn't do a lot on the show anymore.
Mm.
I think he does a lot of stuff for, do you know Weekend Update? It's almost like a news segment on the show where you just like a news anchor like talks about the news and makes jokes about it, and he will like do segments for it.
Mm.
But he's not really in much sketches, or like he doesn't write many sketches, I think, based on what he said about it. So like, I also wonder if it's also just about like productivity, like feeling like you're even doing much.
I mean, 6 years is a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, if he feels like it's time to just leave SNL, I mean, that's his choice. But if I'm in his shoe, I think 7 to 8, you know, the contract is a good day to leave and start something new.
Yeah.
I mean, even though it's a big program. Because I'm doing AC for 6 years.
Yeah.
Right now. Like, it's nearly 6 years. And I'm like, everyone's like, so how long are you going to be in AC? But I think I still like it. I like it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of changes through AC's, and some changes need to be in to start a new thing. So
that's true. Yeah. Maybe he's just ready for a new chapter.
Yeah. I mean, I saw him doing like stand-up comedies and stuff.
Well, that's how he got on SNL, because he was a stand-up comedian, and he got
I mean, like,
that.
He could go back there and, like…
You know he got in trouble with Ariana Grande fans because of his stand-up?
Why?
He released a Netflix special, and he talked about… Obviously, how can you not talk about… Yeah, I mean, he was like, I have to. Like, I literally… Yes. That was, like, the craziest
summer.
There's
a song called Pete Davidson, so… Yeah.
He was like, I have to talk about it. Like, am I supposed to not? Like, how come she gets to, like… He basically said, how can she write a song literally called Pete Davidson? And how am I not allowed to like joke about her and right. what happened in right. my comedy? Because that's my job.
Right.
Anyway, so that was a crazy summer for him.
I mean, I get those fans, like two fans have their like opinions, but still like…
Yeah.
It's their relationship at the end. It's them who decides how to do or not. I don't want to hate on any side, so… Hmm.
Got it. Last one.
All right, last one is office tease. I have a coworker who is a tease, but I don't think she knows.
Dot, dot, dot. Jump, jump, jump.
She is openly flirty with guys, but she's always coming to me saying things like, I don't know why he's texting or calling me, she says. She's not interested in these guys, but her flirting is saying something different. It would be fun talking to her about her boy drama if she would fess up and be like, girl, I don't want him, but I'm going to let him be my distraction and waste my time for a little bit, so I'll flirt with him instead. She keeps acting like she has no clue why these guys think she is into them. How do I tell her she's a tease in a nice way? Apart from being a little annoying, she's nice, so I don't want her feelings. Like, why do you want to tell her that she's a tease?
I think because she says she's like complaining about how all these guys think like she's into them when she's not.
No, just be like, oh, good, good. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, really? Yeah, cool, nice. That's what always, like, that's what I would do. Like, you know, in Korea, it's called 답정너.
Mm-hmm.
It's called 답은 정해져 있지만 너만 대답해. It means, like, the answer is already there, so you just, like, tell me the answer. So she's like, she knows that she's flirting, but just tell me, like…
Yeah.
Like, why do you think, like, this guy? Like,
oh, it's almost like it's almost like bragging. Yeah. Like, all these guys like me so much.
Yeah.
Ugh, life is so hard.
She's like, my friend's, like, sending a picture of, like, these, like, beautiful, like, idols. She's like, you know, like, this guy told me that I like Susie, and I don't know why. I'm like, really?
I'm so sorry, Susie. I can't believe she really said,
like,
that about
you. Are you talking about Susie, like, Chosuji or, like, Susie? And she's like, yeah, I don't know why. I'm like, me too. I don't know why. Why would they say that? Like, you know, like, you got to make it fun. Like, don't get too serious. Like, once you get too serious and be like… So, nearly, like, all the girls would take these serious and would be jealous of it.
Mm.
But the point is, like, because you know that she is a flirty girl.
Yeah.
You'd be like, girl, like, no. She's like, I don't know why, like, Dan likes me because, like, you know, I did nothing to him, but he said, I think he, like, thinks that I like him. Like, yeah, me too. I think he likes you. Like,
I told him he's handsome and he's the only one for me, but, like, weirdly, he likes me.
I'm like, yeah, do you think so? Because I think Dan likes me. Because
I asked him to be my boyfriend and then he was like, yes, why?
I'm like, well, congratulations. Get married and have a baby.
Yay. It's like, I'm married and we told each other we love each other.
Ring. It's like fucking big.
Why did he get me this?
I'm like, I don't know. Maybe because he has no money to spend on but your ring. Yeah. Like, you know, just make it fun. Like, I don't want you to be like stressed about it. Like, because she said it's getting a little annoying.
Yeah. But. Have you ever been accused though of being like flirty or like when you didn't mean to? Like, did people think you were hitting on them when you totally didn't think you weren't?
No. Because I know that I was flirting and it worked. Oh,
dang.
Because, okay, so
they're like, got him.
Hey. Snitch. So there's this time where when I was young, because I was not. Like, you know, I am really upfront of my feelings that I told you. If I like someone, I need to, like, show them and actually tell them that I like them.
Mm-hmm.
But there was this time when I was, like, really, what do you say, like, not comfortable about liking this person.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. His like, particular personality and everything was kind of different from the boys that I liked.
Yeah.
So I was, like, more sensitive around him, more getting more angry. So… because I was, like, so sensitive and, like, staying so calm, I needed to, like, take all my energy out to the other friends of my, like, boy friends, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, one of the friends that was, like, my closest friend would actually think that I actually had, that I liked him. He mm-hmm. thought that I liked him in a certain way because I was treating him like a friend and, like, everything was, like, so he thought it was pretty. But apart from that, this is kind of different. If a girl sees a girl flirts, it is flirting. But to everyone, I don't know if it's a good thing to do. She can make, like, misunderstandings.
That's true. She can misunderstand that you're, like, coming for her or something when you probably don't mean to.
Yeah.
If you just show polite disinterest, she should… Well, I mean, she seems to not really know. But, like, you know, if you're just kind of like, oh, okay… she'll get nothing out of telling you that anymore, yeah. You know? Because I feel like her more concern… it's just like this girl keeps telling her.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, stop. I'm like, oh, I don't know, too. Can you stop asking me? Thank you. And then talk to your mom.
All right. Well, that's that.
All right. That was the first episode of the last three of WW Jimmy Do. Thank you for watching. All the episodes are going to be included in YouTube of Dive Studios. The Twitter and Instagram is open for WWJD. It's at WWJD. _podcast and also rate and review until it's the last. So see you next time with a new episode. Bye.
What would Jamie do?